Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Fathers, we're prophet from a grace. We come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and love. I thank you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We've had all technical difficulties. Anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth, and Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God is a good God and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Him for His mercy, which endures forever and ever. If you have the Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. The book of Romans, chapter 10, 17. And the word of God reads, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Here in Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 22 and 23, and Jesus answering said unto them, "Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, so shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Hallelujah. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Friday night, we thank God for another opportunity through the use of the internet to be able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God because in 2023, a brand new year of new beginnings, a brand new year of a fresh start. We thank Him for opening up that door for us that we may be vessels set apart for the master's use, to bring forth a word for the spiritual season that we are living in. So tonight we want to talk about, hallelujah, growing and maturing in your faith. Growing and maturing in your faith. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book of James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17. It says, James is letting us know that if a person have faith, then they will have works. Good works are a result of faith, not a contribution to faith. Beloved, a person that is saved naturally does good works because of the Spirit of God in them. A faith that saves is a faith that works. A faith that saves is a faith that works. So again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Goes on a little bit further and says in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And those that come to him must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we thank God tonight because without faith, we wouldn't be able to do what he has called us to do. Faith is the vehicle that he uses to ground us and to grow us and to mature us in the Lord. So whether you believe it or not, each and every day we move in faith, not really exercising it, but we move in it, because when we get ready to sit on a chair, for instance, we just sit down and believe that it will hold us up. We do this by faith. I want to repeat James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. It says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and has not work? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. So we must take God as his word, as believers of Christ. We don't be just hearers of God's word, but we be doers also. So here, again, James is letting us know that if a person has faith, then they will have works. Good works are a result of faith, not a contribution to faith. Beloved, a person that is saved naturally, honestly, sincerely, does good works because of the Spirit of God in them. Yes, a faith that saves is a faith that works. Faith without works is dead, according to the scriptures that I read. So, beloved, to grow your faith, you must feed it through studying and reading the word of God. You see, faith begins to grow when the will of God is known. Faith begins to grow when the will of God is known and revealed. Bible says here in the book of Romans 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So believer of Christ, read the word of God on a daily basis and allow the Holy Spirit to bring to your remembrance exactly what you need to apply to your daily situation. You see, standing on your own, stand on your own faith, not somebody else's faith. God wants you to exercise your faith, your personal faith, daily. Here in the book of 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, it says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. You cannot grow your faith while depending on another person's faith. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in tonight and those that will be listening at a later date. You cannot grow your faith while depending on another person's faith. Bible says that the just shall live by faith. As a believer of God, God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. But it's up to us, the individual, the born-again believer, to grow our faith. We grow our faith by depending on God, having an ultimate, intimate relationship with him, drawing near to God as he draws nigh to us. So, beloved, your faith must be in God, and your faith must stand on his own. You see, a personal faith will produce a personal testimony. A personal faith will produce a personal testimony. So, child of God, God wants us as his children to grow in our faith. You see, God makes his children faith grow strong by exercising it. So never stop growing in your faith. Yes, again, we're talking about here tonight, growing in maturity in your faith. The scripture let us know that, again, in Romans 10, 17, for then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, child of God, hearing from God requires obedience, where it says in 1 Samuel 15, 22, the B clause on the verse, it says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. In the word of God, here in Mark 11, verse 22 through 23, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall, hallelujah, but shall, thank you, Lord, but shall, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. If we believe that God is able, if we believe that he's more than able, we shall overcome in all areas of our lives. So the word says, for verily say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. So speak the word of God in faith, and you will see it works powerfully in your behalf. Again, we are talking about growing and maturing in your faith. Believer of Christ, have faith in God. Have faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Have faith in the God that neither slumber nor sleep, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Have faith in the word of God and in the promises of God. Also have faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, child of God, it is not faith in faith or in memorizing formulas that gets results, but it is in having faith in God. A question may be asked here tonight. What is faith? The word of faith, the word of God, says again here in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Child of God, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. It encourages us to say aloud what we are believing God for, because there is great power in the spoken word of faith, growing and maturing in your faith. The word of God here in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we ask of him. So child of God, you cannot just say anything and everything that comes to your mind and expect God to grant it. You see, your saying must be in accordance to God's will. And his will is found in his word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, the word of God. The word of God is already settled in heaven as well as here on earth. God looks over his word in order to perform it. Yes, people of God, the power of our words, when they are solemnly based upon the scriptures, they become overpowering. Yes, beloved, the word of God is powerful when spoken by believers of Christ. Remember this, that the Bible, the word of God, is 100% dependable, revealed word of God Almighty. And his word spoken by our lips as believers in Christ, immense, great power. The word says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 8, but what said it? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. There is great power in the spoken word of faith. the word of God. Believer of Christ, when you find out what God's word says about the situation that you are in, speak a relative, specific word of faith into the situation, because your situation is subject to change. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 18, verse 24, it says that in life are in the power of the tongue, the echoes of the verse. Watch out what you say. It can either prosper, or it can either help, or it can hurt. It can either bring life or death. Child of God, the mouth has a tendency to speak what is in the heart. So store up the word of God in your hearts and let it overflow from your mouth. There is great power in the spoken word of faith. Again tonight, we're talking about growing and maturing in your faith. Believers of Christ, fill your heart with the truth and with the promises of God's word. Speak them. Speak them out. They will come forth with power and will bring great success to your life. I'm going to repeat that because it needs to be heard again. Believers of Christ, fill your heart with the truth and with the promises of God's word. Then speak them. Speak them out. They will come forth with power and will bring great success to your life. Word says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 13, the B clause of the verse, it says, it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Yes, beloved, do you have faith in God? If so, then speak the word of God in whom you believe. Do you believe God promises in his word? In the Bible? Do you believe that God's promises in the Bible are for you? So therefore, speak them out. Confess them daily over yourself, over your families. Does the Bible, the Word of God, biblical instruction before leaving earth, do the Bible reassure you that what you are believing for, it is according to God's word and God's will. So therefore, speak. Speak it with confidence. Speak it out. Don't hold it in. Speak the word of God over your life each and every day. Confess over your life and say, Lord, I am the head and not the tail. I'm on top and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrowers. I'm heirs and joint heirs with Christ to the promises of God. And the promises of God is yea and amen in Christ Jesus here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, child of God, the Bible, firm foundation for believers of Christ that never wavered. And it, talking about the Bible, it has the power to change our heart from the inside out. Yes, believer of Christ, when you open yourself up to a relationship with God through the scriptures, you begin to discover God's unconditional love for you and for those all around you. I'm going to repeat it. Hallelujah. Child of God, the Word of God, the Bible, it is a firm foundation for believers of Christ that never wavers. And it, the Word of God, the Bible, has the power to change our hearts from the inside out. So child of God, when you open yourself up to a relationship with God through scripture, you begin to discover God's unconditional love for you and for those all around you. Tonight, we are talking about growing and maturing in your faith. So never stop growing in your faith in 2023. Remember, faith without works is dead. So beloved, in order to grow your faith, you must feed on God's word on a daily basis. Because you see, faith begins to grow when the will of God for your life is known and revealed. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we must always check to make sure that we are in the faith. Again, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves, knowing ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. So it's very important that every now and then, on a daily basis, really, to make sure that you're in the faith, to make sure that you are in right standing with God, to make sure if you have drifted away, to come back in fellowship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. Remember, brothers and sisters of Christ, that the Bible, it is a firm foundation for our believers of Christ that never wavered. And it has the power to change our heart from the inside. From the inside, the child of God, when you open yourself up to a relationship with God through the scriptures, reading the word of God on a daily basis, through the scriptures, asking God to give you knowledge and understanding, to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God from this night forward. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray. Yes, again, we are talking about growing and maturing in your faith in 2023. Growing in the spirit.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real,
live for real.
There's a change in your life, you need to live for real,
live it for real.
that our faith is now, according to Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We also said that according to Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hallelujah. For those that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So my brothers and sisters in light in Christ, beloved, God promises to guide us through every point of our life in 2023. You see, God is the one that designed us with a unique purpose in mind. And he has a destiny mapped out, already predestined for us. We are extremely blessed by God's promises to be our guide. Yes, believers of Christ, God uses the Bible to change us. God gave us the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, to transform us so that our lives will clearly reflect Jesus. Here the word says in Romans, hallelujah, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that perfect will of God. So child of God, you are made in God's image, and God created you to reflect his beauty through your praise and worship, through your humanity and character. Yes, the Bible is a tool for renew in 2023. Believers of Christ, the Bible reflects who God is and what God has done for us and how we should live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. Child of God, God wants you to walk by faith, not by sight. And in all our circumstances, because we as believers of Christ must endure all the way to the end, because your endurance proves your genuine faith, and it will bring promises rewarded from God in your life. Yes, God desire from each of his child, full commitment to him and to himself. Here the word says in the book of John 14, verse 6, Jesus reminds us that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the light. So child of God, when you reflect self-examination and you commit your honor and commitment, you honor God, and you secure your reward from him. Again, I'm going to repeat it because it's better to be repeated. Child of God, when you reflect self-examination and commitment, you honor God, and you secure your reward from God. God is good and worthy to be praised. Growing and maturing in your faith is a subject that we are talking about here tonight. As a child of God, when you trust in God's word and in the power of his word, you are redeemed and you are delivered. People of God, the Bible has not only the power to save us, but also has the power to strengthen us in areas where we may be weak. Here in the book of 1 Peter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere, pure milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Desire the sincere, pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. As newborn babes in Christ, we're not ready for meat. We start by the milk of God, pure milk of the word of God, in order to be taught, in order to stretch out in faith, in order to grow in faith as God sees fit in your life. Yes, beloved, in this verse of scripture, the word of God is described as milk to both to strengthen us and to grow, us in our faith. You see, the word of God is not an ordinary book. It is a powerful book, the Bible is. And that completes the anointing for our hearts. Beloved, God's word strengthens us every single day while also nourishing our spirit. You see, our lives depend, our spiritual lives depends on God's word and God's truth, growing and maturing in our faith should be our determination in 2023. So people of God, God's word, it prepares us for our journey ahead, which includes our future. It also has the power to prepare us for our mission here on earth. Yes, child of God, there is great power in reading the scriptures and believing in its power. When you trust in God's word, in God and in his word, your life becomes anew. When you trust in the gospel, your life will be transformed forever. You'll never be the same in Jesus' name. So believer of Christ, the foundation of faith lies within and in what you believe. You see, faith can only exist where there is belief. Faith can only exists where there is belief. Child of God, it is not enough to read or to hear the word. You must also believe it. God don't want us just to be hearers of his word. He wants us to be doers of his word. Remember what I said earlier? Faith without works is dead, being alone. So we must exercise our faith as we walk our daily walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, belief will come as you truly study God's word and implant it within your heart so that you are always reflecting on it and his teaching, where it says, let's to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. People of God, remember that faith cometh through hearing the word of God. But only if we believe what we heard you cannot grow in your faith if you don't study God's word and then reflect it. Faith in Christ comes when we study and believe, and when we hear and believe. Child of God, remember this. Always in 2023, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But you got to believe what you are hearing. And sometimes that only happens when you take what you heard and go back and study it for yourself. You see, it's good to hear preaching and teaching of the word of God in Sunday school and even in church services. But we, as individuals, as believers of Christ, have to understand that one day we're going to stand before the Father, and we will be accountable for everything we say and do. The more word of God that you know, the more will be required of you to obey, to follow, and to exercise God's word in your life over every situation and circumstance. Yes, I'm reminded again in 2 Timothy 2:15, where the Apostle Paul told the young preacher by the name of Timothy to study. And the word applies to us even now as believers in Christ, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yes, when we look around in 2023, a lot of ministries and ministers is preaching a lukewarm, diluted gospel. God wants us to preach and teach the word of God as the way that it is written in the Bible. Yes, the Apostle Paul here is encouraging Timothy as well as ourselves in 2023 for us to get a spiritual hunger for God's word, for us to set aside each and every day a designated place to read the word and let the word of God minister to our lives. Let it go from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. So when the time, when it comes up that we have to use the word of God or speak something over a situation, a circumstance we find ourselves in, then we'll be not getting ready, but we'll be ready to speak a word to bring a change in the situation that we are facing. Apostle Paul told Timothy and to present himself to God as a workman who's not ashamed. You see, someone who is able to rightly, as being someone who's able to rightly teach the word of God based on their time spent studying God's word. Yes, we should desire fresh manna. We should desire not stillness of God's word. I remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, and the enemy came to him at his lowest point when he was hungry and said to him, turn these stones into bread and eat. Jesus, in his humanity, even in his weakness, he turned and told the devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you see, through the knowledge comes the confidence that will not allow him to be ashamed. Behold, it was timid understanding, just like ours, as believers of Christ, should be. It was timid understanding of God's word that allowed him to handle the issues he faced as a young minister, a young pastor, where some of his congregation thought he might be, or he might be too young for his position. But if God be for you, who or what can be against you? People that try to stop what God wants to do in your life by trying to bring forth discouragement, to try to tell you that it don't take all that. Let them know, for God I live and for God I'll die. Because God's been too good to me. And truth be told, he's been too good to you. As a believer of Christ, we are truly blessed to be on top of the ground. Ground not on top of us. As believers of Christ, it is a privilege and an honor in 2023 that God seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. So while we're here, let's continue to mature in the faith that he has. In the faith, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to grow, we must understand what we believe and what we do not believe. You see those things that we are struggling to believe? We must go and get the answers, because it is not enough to say we do not believe. We must confirm it with evidence. What are you, as a believer in Christ, base your non-belief in? What do you not understand or agree with? There are the beginnings, the beginning point of our research. If we truly want to move from where we are now into a deeper faith, a faith walk with Christ, we must do it as individually, also collectively. We can pray and fast for a change to take place. Yes, people of God, when God speaks, everything and everyone hears and responds, because growing your faith, it is a must for a child of God in 2023. Bible says here in the book of Luke 22, verse 31 and 32, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Here the Lord told Peter that the devil, the one that come to kill, to steal and to destroy, the accuser of the brethren, the one that goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. The Lord said to Peter, I have prayed for you, because the devil, he desired to steal from you as we, but God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's our intercessor. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He rose up from the dead, ascended on high, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for all the followers of his. Yes, it's good to know that God believes in you. Jesus believes in you. And the Holy Spirit, all three, agrees as one. So child of God, faith failures is life failures in this life. You see, everything may fail, but please don't let your faith fail. Beloved, money may fail. Money may fail. Career may fail. If all these things fail and your faith is still intact, still in place, you can still recover all. Yes, 2023, we name it, we claim it, and we decree it, that it is the year to recover all. It is the year for us to receive double for our trouble. So child of God, as important as prayer is, faith is essential also. So child of God, as important as faith, as prayer is, it is dependent on faith to work. So believer of Christ, how dedicated are you to increasing your faith in 2023? God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight. We definitely needed to hear that. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, we'd love to hear from you. You can write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Also, if you've gleaned any information tonight, anything that you think that you can use in your life, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday evening and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love to have you. God bless. Have a great evening, great weekend, and we look forward to having you with us again on Tuesday evening. God bless.